Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Gaza Strip in Israel. Two different branches of Islam have joined forces in an effort to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus comes to this broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Hamas and Islamic Jihad fired about 700 rockets into Israel. What can you tell us about this rocket barrage and how Iran played a role in it?
Iran is the number one benefactor financially and in other ways of the Islamic Jihad. They're also a tremendous supporter of Hamas, which means when Iran wants them to do something, they have to do it. Iran has been the one who for years has smuggled in these missiles. They want to go ahead with their nuclear program to have nuclear weapons to threaten Israel, the United States, and essentially every non-Muslim country.
At Israel's northern border, there in southern Lebanon, Hezbollah is the surrogate terrorist organization. And they're Shiite, of course, but I also know that the Sunnis, Hamas coming out of the Muslim Brotherhood, have they now become a surrogate terrorist organization for Iran as well?
What you're pointing out is a great irony, because the Shiite and the Sunni, two different branches of Islam, have been having civil wars for the last 10 or 15 years, actively since the establishment of Islam. It's really since 1400 years they've been fighting each other and killing each other. So this is a very serious hatred that's going on for 1400 years, and yet Iran is willing to support the Sunnis, who are their enemies, because the Sunnis, Islamic Jihad, will then fire missiles on Israel. So basically, let's strengthen Hamas, let's strengthen Islamic Jihad, let's strengthen Hezbollah. So we have Hezbollah in the north, we have these two terror organizations in the south, and someday we'll be able to destroy Israel, and then we can destroy them as well. First goal is to destroy Israel, and then they'll worry about destroying the other Sunnis. So it's an evil, evil Iran government.
Itamar Marcus giving us details on how two different branches of Islam have joined together with the Palestinians to destroy Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Itamar Marcus explained the two factions of the Islamic world, enemies of each other, and they are joining together in an effort to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. The Shiites, that would be Iran, and the Sunnis, Hamas, though at war with each other across the Islamic world, would rather destroy Israel than destroy themselves. The final solution is that these two divisions of the Islamic faith will set aside their differences and go after the Jews in Israel and around the world. This is a prophetic scenario that was laid out by the ancient Jewish prophets, and it proves that is the case today. These prophetic passages are Ezekiel chapter 38, Psalm 83, and Daniel chapter 11, all prophecies set to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...